Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
/7:52, time to celebrate some birthdays. By the way, they mentioned the Oktoberfest in Belleville. They have the wiener dog races. If you've never seen them, oh my goodness, they're so funny. You want to check that out for sure. All right, let's go back to Forrest Compton. He is our first celebrant today. Remember, he was in Gomer Pyle, USMC, also in The Edge of Night.
Well, your method was a little roundabout, Derek, but if it produces results, nobody's going to complain, least of all the commissioner.
Yeah, well, how about the DA?
Well, you know how I feel about this case. No matter what the facts said, it was hard to doubt Gavin Wiley's sincerity.
Forrest Compton, one of those who used to watch in the afternoon growing up. Norm Crosby has a birthday today, his 92nd.
Let's go back a little bit. Forget about now, hence. Let's go back into the future. The Neanderthal primates. I'm talking about the misanthropes, the guys that with the torn clothes and the beards and the bare feet. They used to live in caves. Now they hang around on the strip.
He was on the Dean Martin Show doing that little bit. Remember that one? Gaylord Perry has a birthday today, his 81st.
Distracting and frustrating hitters through an array of rituals on the mound, he was a 20-game winner five times and posted a 3.10 lifetime ERA. As a Giant, Perry no-hit Bob Gibson and the Cardinals 1-0 on September 17th, 1968.
Wow, what a deal that is. Tommy Lee Jones' birthday today. His 73rd. This is from The Company Man.
2,000 men a shift. Three shifts a day. 6,000 men. Earned an honest wage in that room. Fed their kids. Bought homes. Made enough to send their kids to college. Buy a second car.
Oliver Stone has a birthday today. He's celebrating number 73.
I never even had a 21st birthday. As we crossed the international date line, my birthday dropped away into the sea as the calendar jumped today. It was like an omen. I'd never get to be 21.
Talking about one of his trips to Vietnam, one of his deployments to Vietnam, I should say. Probably the greatest quarterback never to win a Super Bowl. Dan Marino turns 58.
Here is the flea flicker coming up. Man wide open. Marino, this is going to go for a touchdown to Mark Cooper. There's Marino. Wants to throw it. Fires for the end zone. It is caught. And the Dolphins win the ball game 37-31.
And turning 35 today, Prince Harry.
It's okay to suffer, but as long as you talk about it, you know, it's not weakness. Weakness is having a problem and not recognizing it and not solving that problem.
And so a happy birthday to all of those folks. If today is your birthday, then I certainly hope you have the best birthday you've ever had. And thank you for spending at least part of it here with us at KMOX here on Total Information AM. So happy birthday to everybody who's celebrating today. Some of the things that happened on this date in history. This is the time of year when a lot of great and not so great TV shows premiered. For instance, in 1949, The Lone Ranger premiered on ABC. In 1965, Lost in Space and Green Acres premiered on CBS. In 1969, Ed Sullivan released The Sully Gully, his only record. He was hoping to create a new dance. Apparently, it didn't work. Columbo. Yeah, Columbo with Peter Falk. Where was I? Oh, yeah. That premiered on this date in 1971. And how about this? ABBA began its first North American tour in Vancouver on this date in 1979.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.